You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, we got the state, we got the national, all the issues, man. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Boomer, how is it hour number two already?
It just flies by.
I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like, what'd you say a minute ago? A lot of bit. Anyway, hour number two. We're about to go to the phones here in a minute, but let me just tell you, there was a story that came out in theblaze.com of this past weekend. I talked about it briefly during my monologue. The Wanderlinger Brewing Company in Chattanooga this past weekend hosted a, quote, family-friendly drag show. I've seen the video, y'all. Robbie Starbuck put it up, and it literally has drag queens performing in front of small children, the children touching them inappropriately because they're being told to, and it was pretty awful. It's apparent that they're coming for our kids. I mean, they know that if they can reach our kids and they can grow the next, you know, level of progressives. And never mind what the parents may think. Of course, in that case, the Wanderlinger Brewing Company, the kids were brought to the bar by their parents. But Craig Monger, one of the reporters, a friend of mine from 1819 News, he wrote a piece that came out Saturday. Wow, it caught my attention. I put it out on social media. I got all kinds of trolls jumping on the story. The headline is this: State Education Superintendent Eric Mackey and ADP at the Alabama Department of Public Health's Scott Harris, that's our state health officer, connected to radical sexual education organization. Well, I could go into great detail, but why do that when I've got Craig on the phone? So let me just jump in there. Craig Monger from 1819 News, how you doing today, man?
I am doing just swell, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, except that we got to have stories like yours. I look at this.
I'm glad I could help.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you could help too. And I got to ask you, first of all, how did this come to your attention, if you don't mind my asking?
You're not the first person to ask me that. And to be honest, I do so much trolling and deep diving that I honestly cannot tell you how I stumbled upon this. I don't think it was happenstance, but it also wasn't something I was looking for, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does, and I know y'all do that. I mean, 1819 more and more is getting into good investigative reporting, and I appreciate your piece on this one. So here's the thing. It's a group called the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health, and they're not some small fry organization. They're a legitimate organization claiming to have State Superintendent Eric Mackey and State Health Officer Scott Harris as ex officio members of their board, correct?
They do indeed, although their website has since been amended to remove Dr. Mackey, but that's sort of an irrelevance since I took a screenshot of the website, and I also have IRS 990 forms with his name on them. So despite the amended website, that is correct, going back to at least 2016.
So, yeah, okay. Interesting, your story comes out and suddenly his name is taken off of it, but let me ask you this. Outline for you, if you would, for my listeners, what it is that you discovered that was so egregious, you know, and I know there's probably things we don't want to have to say on the air, but to the best you can, describe for us, what is it this organization is doing that we should be concerned about the fact that our state superintendent's name is on their board?
Yes, well, they do all of their public work through the name, the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health. All of their official titles and stuff, their 501c3, is under the name the Alabama Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy. And so that there was a little bit of confusion. I sort of regret not finding that earlier. But what they are is just a nonprofit organization, and they advocate and train for comprehensive sexual education in the state. The extent of that training, I don't know. I have seen some of the training materials. I don't know where they are employing their training, but they do boast partnering with the State Board of Education, several others, the Department of Human Resources, and also the State Board of School Nurses. But they have a tremendous amount of resources on their website, some that they offer in specialized training that I can't get access to. But others is just links to other websites. And one website that caught my eye specifically, although there are plenty that are interesting to say the least, was something called Amaze. And they purport to be for ages 10 through 14. And when you go to this site, Amaze, for ages 10 through 14, you can see a lot of cartoon depictions of various situations in sexual education. And they have, you know, things of, you know, condom negotiation, does the size of your partner's genitals matter, how to be an LGBTQIA ally, being female, male, transgender, or fluid, abortion with pills, porn is not sex ed, et cetera, et cetera. So just a litany of subjects with cartoonized depictions that are should be better left to the imagination, but are depicted somewhat explicitly.
Well, listen, I'm gonna be honest. You know, I read the headline. My first thought was, oh man, surely not. And I read your article though. It's factual. It lays it out pretty clear. I mean, it's obvious you didn't want to put Superintendent Mackey's name in there unless they had first put his name in there by putting him on their website. But then the materials you're talking about, y'all went so far as to embed one of the videos, the one that I think you said is called Porn is Not Sex Ed. Kind of weird, but the article is now embedded in the 1819 article online at 1819news.com. And so I checked out the video, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'd be ticked as a parent. I'd be down at the school board meeting at the next available opportunity, maybe not even waiting for an opportunity, making my own opportunity, if I found out that had been shown to my kids, because it was about as graphic as they come and done in a cartoon fashion. It was ridiculous.
Yes, and it does bear repeating for the sake of fairness here. I have not been able to confirm whether or not any of these resources are being used in any schools. That is something I gave. That's something that also bears mentioning, that I gave Dr. Mackey. I spent weeks trying to get in contact with him through the proper channels, longer than I would give anyone else in this case before running a story, and I gave him more than sufficient time. And as of right now, o'clock, I have not received a call from him to get information about his involvement or the involvement of this association in public schools. I do know that the Alabama Department of Public Health readily boasts on their website that they do partner with this campaign. They call it the Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy, but the two are one and the same, as I mentioned before. And that could involve things such as grant funds going to this organization. Again, this article was the first of many on this subject, and it will be unfolding as we go forward. But it does bear repeating that we do not know for sure if these materials are being used in Alabama public schools.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I mean, I would like to believe they're not. I'd like to believe they're not being used in Alabama schools, but the idea that we can only get mad if it happens in our school is just wrong. I mean, and not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying that I had somebody, Ruth Servin Smith, who is one of the education editors at AL.com, tried to take me to task on social media when I posted your story. And her response was something along the lines of, there's no evidence this is even being used in an Alabama school or that any parent has complained. And my response was, so you only get angry if it happens in your backyard as opposed to anywhere, and or something like that. And, you know, it's just one of those things where she just couldn't understand the indignation. At the same time, the fact is they're trying to get this in front of our kids, and our state superintendent and our state health officer are listed on their board. Awful, no matter whether they're in the schools right now or not.
Yeah, I saw her response, and I didn't make the claim that it was being taught. If you want to point out what the article wasn't about, I give you the earth. Everything on planet Earth, this article wasn't about. The article was about what it was about. And yes, you're absolutely right. The fact that you have school boards, local school boards, that are in charge of developing their own sex ed programs. There is concern from many, and more than a possibility, the entire purpose of these organizations is to influence local school boards and get their materials in there. So Wayne Reynolds, the president of the state DOE, said local school boards have the right to develop their own sex ed programs. And there is, if local school boards can be susceptible to influence from campaigns such as this, as far as determining what is age-appropriate teaching, then that is cause for eye-widening, to say the least.
Well, it is, but we also know the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health, as they call themselves, they brag they've trained over 440 people in 2021, and they've partnered with multiple. They partner with the Alabama Association of School Nurses, the Alabama State Department of Education, and DHR. So they're training somebody in Alabama, and they're alleging that they're by their own volition, they are claiming that they do.
Yes, and Wayne Reynolds, like I said, the president of the state DOE, he called me up Saturday evening, rather annoyed, rather angry. Accused me of writing a hit piece, et cetera, pointing out all the stuff that he thinks I should have done that I didn't do, and his claim, him parroting Mackey, again, I haven't heard from Dr. Mackey himself, is that Dr. Mackey had no idea that this organization existed, much less that he was a member of the board. Now, while I cannot as of yet disprove that assertion, I think anyone who hears it should look at it somewhat squinty-eyed.
Yeah.
That doesn't make an overabundance of sense, considering that a board member has legal obligations and privileges as a member of the board and has certain stipulations that you must meet. If anyone who's on the board of a 501c3 knows that there are certain things that you cannot do while associated with a 501c3. So to think that you could just be attached and listed and filed with the IRS as a board member and not get an email, a carrier pigeon, anything, like, some people would find that very, very hard to believe, me being amongst them. And go ahead.
And I'll be honest with you. Right now, the fact that he's not responding to this story, Eric Mackey, but his name's been taken off, he's verging on, it's getting to the point that he might as well go ahead and at least say guilt by association. I mean, you shouldn't always have to be tried in the public arena like this. But if you're not going to make a statement, at the very least, he ought to be coming out saying, I was misled and did not know. But the fact that he's saying nothing is damning. But then at the same time, he may come out and say, well, yeah, I'm a part of it. What's your beef? And then we know. But the reality is he's got to say something. He's the state superintendent of education. And by the way, before we run out of time, let me just say this, Craig. Great piece, by the way. I hope you're going to continue to develop it, like you said. Let me just suggest something to you in terms of grants. You need to look at ADECA if you haven't already. ADECA is basically a sourcing where they take federal funds and they put them out into grant form in state capacities. And so it's like a quasi-state government organization appointed by the governor. And I guarantee you, if there's a grant to be given out with some federal funds, you may find that ADECA has already given this group a grant. And that would be a story in itself, brother.
I am certainly looking into every avenue that I can possibly imagine, that being certainly one of them.
Well, Craig Monger, I mean, great story, man. And thank you for being willing to write a story that's pretty uncomfortable. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, if you haven't seen it yet, 1819news.com has the story up right now with that video embedded in it as one example. Okay, Craig, thanks for your work, brother. Thanks for making time today, too.
No problem at all. I hope you have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, I ran long on purpose, but I'm going to come back and wrap that up here in just a minute. Folks, that ought to make you just ticked. I mean, conservatives should be like marching to Montgomery right now saying, hey, Eric Mackey, what in God's name? Why were you listed? Was it fraudulent? Or was it real? Or did they deceive you? Tell us. Don't not say anything. Wow. Take us to a break, man, before I blow a gasket. Ugh. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got plenty more where that came from. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right, speaking truth to power. Listen, we got a situation here. I mean, the more I think about this, the more I'm thinking, State Superintendent Eric Mackey, you got to do better than saying nothing on this. I mean, right now your name has been used by an organization called the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health. It puts out some amazingly awful left-wing progressive ideology that your name's attached to it. So anybody out there who knows Superintendent Mackey personally, you need to let him know. His name, it's not like we're talking about him because we just dreamed something up. His name is on the was on the website till they removed it this weekend. But Scott Harris, the state public health officer, he's still on there. Listen, one thing that we didn't get into in my conversation with Craig Monger, who wrote the story for 1819 News. So here's the thing. The priorities it says for the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health also include disavowing any legislation that removes the ability of transgender youth to receive hormone and surgical treatments. You know, we just passed a law against that in Alabama. We've got outrage right now in certain places about hospitals like Vanderbilt that are doing this because it's a money-making venture. They're doing what they call top and bottom surgeries on kids. Kids. Changing their lives forever. Well, here's a quote from the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health's website. You ready? Quote, the Alabama campaign denounces any policy that would require teachers to tell parents if their child discloses to them their gender nonconformity. These policies would force LGBTQ plus students to come out to their families, potentially exposing them to harmful and dangerous home life situations. It is essential that transgender and gender nonconforming students have safe spaces in their schools, confidential and free of discrimination. Let me just point out to the jacklegs that are over there at this Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health. You do not have the luxury of telling teachers they can keep secrets about kids from the parents. You don't have that luxury. Teachers to this day, if I'm not mistaken, are still considered first-line reporters. If something happens in a kid's life, they don't have the luxury of hiding it or pretending they didn't see it. They have to report it. Well, this may not be an issue of first-line reporting, but it still indicates that you cannot have a profession that can keep secrets on the one hand and not on the other. Teachers, by the way, I listen, I'm related to and know a bunch of folks, good, solid, God-fearing, wonderful Americans whose calling is to teach our kids, and they don't want this, and I know that for a fact. Rank-and-file education in Alabama and really across the nation, I would bet, do not want any part of this. And yet right now you've got an organization in which our state superintendent's name is attached as being a member of the board, advocating for teachers to keep secrets from the parents so they don't have to tell the child or tell the parents that the child is gender nonconforming because it might create issues at the home when they have to, quote, come out to their families. That is not your place. But liberals don't get that. They want our kids. Wow. All right, man. I'm going to switch topics. I got to move on. Coming right back, talking about the fentanyl fight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.